Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead and cut them Outsiders music. Welcome to another edition of The Outsiders. I'm still to bed with our brother, who's been with us for a while. UPC, he's a part of the show now as our great Blog Talk award-winning co-host is under the weather today, Mr. President. UPC is filling in his shoes today, sitting in the big boy chair today. How you feeling today, UPC?
Oh, I'm feeling like a big boy today, you know what I'm saying? I feel good, bro. I feel good.
That's what's up, man. We are in week 5 of Upper Echelon. We will be advancing tomorrow as we have some games scheduled for tomorrow. We have plenty of action to get through UPT. Let's definitely dive into some of these matchups in week 5, some very compelling matchups, some very good games that was being played. Earlier today, we've seen the Lions defeat a young Buck team, and I've seen one of the guys commented in the chat. Not quite sure, can't remember who it was, but they said the quarterbacks was completing more passes to the opposite team than opposite team to the receivers. And it was quite embarrassing as we do look at the stats and we see that Stafford had 5 interceptions, Winston had 6. UPT, I don't know if you guys see any of that game, but it seems like it was pretty ugly.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we got two struggling teams that's trying to put up some wins. You know, Tampa Bay fell short this time. Like I said, week in, week out with Detroit, their defense is good enough to win games. So that's what happened this time, even with Stafford throwing those interceptions.
Yeah, I agree. The Lions are 2-3, and Coach Ill Will, for the first time in almost a season and a half, he smiled in the press conference today, UPT, after the victory. He smiled. He was excited. He wasn't his same usual depressed self after a loss. The Lions have lost a few games this season. They lost the first game to the Panthers by 10. Panthers are undefeated. They lost to the Vikings by 3. The Vikings is 4-1. Should have beat the Vikings, let them off the books. And they got embarrassed in Atlanta in week 4. My question to you is, UPT, and I know and you let them off the hook early in the season. As I'm looking at the schedule, they got the Ravens, Packers, Seahawks. I know he can win at least 2 of those 3. That might put him at 4-4. Packers is going to be a tough game, but they're division rivals. You know how those games go. Going into that bye, is the Lions a team that might could be at 500 going into their week 9 bye, currently sitting at 2-3 with 3 games left before the bye?
Well, to tell you the truth, that offense isn't impressive at all, man. I'm scared to say, you know, they can make a run or whatever. I just look forward to seeing that game. It's always an intense game defensively from the line. But I don't think the offense is strong enough to go, you know, on a run. I think right now he just got by the Buccaneers, the winless Buccaneers at that. I mean, it was a tough fight for him, but good luck to him. That's all I can say.
I like the Lions to be at least 500, that would be 4-4. That's winning 2 out of 3. I think they will play the Packers tough. Offensively, you turn the ball over against Green Bay, you're not going to beat them. So that's going to be tough. But the one thing they do have on their side, UPT, is they will be playing that game in Detroit in the Motor City at Ford Field. Baltimore is abysmal. They're terrible right now. As Chris has said for seasons, that Jay Will wouldn't win a game. He's 0-3. He has the Titans in week 5 within the next 24 hours. And then he has the Lions. I don't see the Ravens beating the Lions. I think Detroit's defense is good enough to win 7-0 in that game. Then he has the Packers. That's going to be tough for him. But he can beat the Seahawks. Seahawks, offensively, they're terrible too. So I think the Lions are a team that now Will is starting to accept this team, UPT. And you can start seeing it, the flow, they're smiling, they're excited. The defense is still a calling card for this team. It's amazing, UPT. If they had just a little bit of offense, this Detroit team could be a force to be reckoned with in the NFC.
Right, and Coach Elwell is not a guy that makes trades at all. I mean, I never see him making any type of moves like that. He likes to build through the draft and build his own players.
Yes.
So it's going to take a little time for the Lions team to come together to be a real playoff team. I see a season or two. If he sticks with it and he don't give up and get frustrated, I see the Lions being a playoff team, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Let's continue on with some more games. Packers and Bengals. A matchup that could have definitely been the game of the week. It was an excellent game. Went down to overtime in the jungle. Cool day as the Bengals won that football game in overtime, 33-30. I didn't get to see the game. That looked like it was a wonderful game. Two of the top 10 guys right now, and we squared off in that matchup, and Black came out on top.
Yeah. Yeah, both quarterbacks struggled, really. Green Bay quarterback struggled a lot. Three interceptions from him, three interceptions for Dalton. But they seemed to have a little more mojo in that game, and they was able to pull it off at the end and overtime, as you say. I mean, those are two good players. They're not elite players yet. I mean, they're getting to that level. I mean, once they start winning some things in the postseason, then I can give them that elite status. But right now, they are on the verge. They're two good teams. I love to see them two play.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're on the cusp. Them two teams squared off in Cincinnati, and it was a very, very good game. Next game on schedule, Saints and Jets. You knew exactly every single play that took place in this game, as you was one of the guys in that game. A wild finish. I know last time I seen it was 24-6. Last time I seen that game, I look up and I see the final score. UPT, kind of give us a little summary of what happened and MetLife Stadium today.
Well, first half, Dak Prescott came out on fire. I mean, the guy, I guess he was listening to the radio show last week, and he says, I'm going to prove my coach right. He went out there and he made precision passes. I mean, at the end of the day, he knew he was facing a quarterback that used to be on his team, Drew Brees, and he wanted to prove his worth to the rest of the fans in New Orleans, so he came out and did what he had to do. That second half, the defense broke down, a couple of mistakes, a couple of fumbles, turnovers from the running back. I mean, that's the backup running back right now, but you're going to get those small things taken care of with them turnovers. I'm going to turn that around, and we're looking forward to the next game. We're trying to put a run together. So, I mean, we got the Panthers coming up 4-0. We're ready to shock them. I mean, we're not backing down for any challenges. We're ready to go. We had 5 turnovers today on defense. We're looking good. Defense looked good. Real optimistic defense.
Yeah, I see that Drew Brees, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Was it kind of weird seeing Drew Brees on the other sideline today? Playing against the Saints, we hadn't seen that in over 10 years.
It was very odd to see Drew in green and white. But Drew is Drew. He came back. He's a competitor. I mean, the second half, he came back and he put up a fight. The first half, he was picking them apart, but Drew, a Super Bowl champion, you know, he just has it in him. I don't care how old he is, he's still going to perform long as he's on the field. He's always the best quarterback on the field. I have to give it to him. And he came and he fought to the end. And they almost pulled it off, but we still strong.
All right, well, this is the last comment I'm going to make. Isaac Frower, 29 carries. UPT, we know this has been a formula. Guys that know you, I know you for some years now. When that offense is pounding the football, 25 carries a game, you're usually successful. Is Isaiah Crowell a type of guy that can carry that 25 times a game, the UPT-type formula of winning football?
Yeah, he proved that to me. It's just a few things about him with those fumbles. He just has to hold on to that football. I mean, he's a great back. He has a great burst. He comes off the line and he performs. He's a great blocking back. He does his job. I mean, he's an ABC guy. So that's why Coach UPT let him start today instead of the rookie.
Okay, well, we'll definitely keep an eye on the Saints. Like you say, you have the Panthers, and that might be an upset alert. The Saints are not as bad as a 1-4 record, giving up two touchdown leads in the season. But we'll continue on. Atlanta and Carolina, speaking of the Panthers, the Panthers 20 unanswered in the fourth quarter against the unbeaten Falcons, the defending NFC champion, and the Panthers did take care of business. Cam Newton, 2 touchdowns, 219 yards passing. But the Panthers' defense is really what won that game in the fourth quarter, shutting out the Falcons offensively. UPT, you're in a division with both of these guys. Do you think the Panthers are currently they have the best record in the NFC? Are the Panthers something to be respected, or they still have to do some more work to prove that they're among the elite in the NFC right now?
I mean, we'll put them to test this week. I mean, we'll see exactly what the Panthers are about. I can't call it because I haven't played the Panthers in a minute. It's been a long time since I played this user. I can't remember exactly what he does. But I'll get familiar real fast with him, and I'll see what he has. I'll send a lot of listings, a lot of different packages you're going to see that he hasn't saw. I've been watching a few of his games to see what he does. You know, hopefully we don't have too many rule fractures in his game with the running out with the quarterback. Hopefully everything goes smooth. We'll see how it goes. I mean, you with that team, with the Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton is respected. Luke Kuechly is respected. The defense is respected. So, yeah, they earned the respect already. We're just the coach, the owner, is what we're looking for to crown him. We're not going to crown him just yet.
I understand, yeah. The Panthers have some work to go. They beat the Falcons. That was a good win for them, building their franchise right now. Coach Stu is trying to put his imprint into the team. He's a very controversial owner, but he has came in, played his part so far, and he has currently got the Panthers to buy into his system. And his system right now is working. They're currently 5-0, like I said, and the Redskins are the other 5-0 team in the NFC. The Panthers are a team that still, we are not even in the first half of the season, but they're doing pretty good for the first quarter. Redskins, Seahawks, the game did disconnect due to EA last night, but the Redskins will get the fourth win as they was up 16 points with less than a minute left in the game. Unfortunately, EA cost the Redskins a lot of stats. That kind of is a bummer, but we'll move on from that. The AFC West clash. The Raiders and the Chiefs, wise and gold, their rivalry goes through a few leagues right now. And Gold Sticks did come out victorious 42-30 in a shootout. I was very surprised to see it was a shootout. UPT, were you – I know you're not maybe surprised by the score, but are you – not by the outcome, but are you surprised by the score? Both teams getting over 30 points in this game.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the rookie quarterback of Kansas City, man. He came in 82 for 306 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, compared to Derek Carr's 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He looked a little more, you know, comfortable than Derek Carr today, even though he's a rookie. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Chiefs can do with that team. I mean, at the end of the day, we know Oakland run that division. So we're going to just always look forward to those two battles with that rivalry. I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, they definitely are the class of the AFC right now, AFC West, and they are – the Chiefs are building. Like you said, Rainey has played some good football for Coach Wise. I think Coach Wise is very – owner-wise, excuse me, is very excited for the future with Rainey. He's a big kid. He's 6'5", UPT. He worked – I know that you worked him out during the draft as well. That he's a big quarterback. Even though you wasn't drafting the quarterback, you had told a few scouts if he failed late, you would definitely not pass up on this guy. What do you think the limit is for Mr. Rainey? I said a big kid, big arm out of a small school, Arkansas State, but he has came into this league, and his numbers aren't impressive, but 65% completion rate right now. And he is learning this new system on the fly. UPT, what do you think his ceiling will be with the Chiefs?
I mean, like you said, sky's the limit. I mean, this guy's a big – he's a quarterback. He's built like a quarterback. I mean, that's the type of quarterback I would want for my team. I love everything about him, the arm strength, the awareness, everything. He has all the mechanics. Hopefully, he has the ability to take this team where it needs to be. A quarterback is a leader of the whole team, so we'll see exactly what happens. Coach Weiss is pretty smart. He'll make some adjustments to try to compete with his rivals. But right now, he has to build. Like you said, he's still building. A few pieces missing, he'll get there. I believe that.
Yeah. Rainey was an undrafted free agent, and he's letting people know that you can make it in the NFL as long as you keep on striving. Like you said, you did work him out in the pre-draft, but you decided not to go with him. Also, the game of the week, Vikings 49ers, we just concluded less than an hour ago, a fantastic football game. out there in Santa Barbara. 49ers jump out to a 17-point lead. Vikings storm back 20 unanswered to win the game at the end. A very classic affair in San Francisco. UPT, I don't know if you got to check out the game, but the intensity was very high in San Francisco today.
Yeah, I watched some of the game, man. I mean, that was an edge-of-the-seat type game. Those are the games I love to see. I mean, at the end of the day, the Vikings were down. People was calling them out. I mean, the fans was just in disarray. They stayed the whole game. They didn't leave. They believe in their team, and I see why they believe in that team. I mean, that team is talented all the way around. Got the quarterback back from last year from injury, and, I mean, he's performing. I saw throwing the fourth quarter. That was just amazing. I mean, the scramble, the stop, the throw with the catch, yeah. That was just an amazing play. I mean, that was great. That's greatness from Teddy Bridgewater. I thought that's the game a lot, and the Vikings amazed us all.
I agree. That was Teddy B. Numbers are not where a lot of people would see it. Three touchdowns, maybe 9 to 10 interceptions right now. He's learning the system. And the system is a little bit different from what he had the last few years. And also, he's coming back off of tearing up his knee, UPT. He's learning his mechanics. But that throw in the fourth quarter, UPT, the funny thing about it, I was going to bring it up as well. That throw let us know the sidelines had confidence. My coach, Coach Strong, was very impressed. The offensive coordinator was as well. Teddy B moving around in the pocket, showing that he trusts the knee. He took the knee brace off in practice this week. And he trusted, and he made that throw on the run. And Laquon Treadwell, what a fabulous land, his body on the line for his football team. A beautiful completion. That was a tough game. And Paul Perkins, I want to give him a shout-out as well. He has been in Coach Strong's doghouse this season. He missed a few meetings. He just hasn't been focused as he should be this season. He got actually his first action of the season, came in, 3 carries, 52 yards, including a 25-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter. We put the young guy in. He was the heir apparent of Adrian Peterson last year. We got a few rookies that came in and taken a few of his carries away. But we think P-Square, as we like to call him out here in Minnesota, that he will be the next great back in this league. Paul Perkins was huge for us in the fourth quarter. UPT, 52 yards in the second half.
Yeah, that was amazing by the young guy. I mean, that's how you come out and you perform. When you're trying to get a job, you have to go out and earn it. And he did that today. He got a good job.
I agree. And that was a definitely tough game. Wade is always a great opponent. The post-game talk was wonderful. Wade is a gracious guy. He wasn't happy with Blaine Gabbert at the end of the game. But told him to keep his head up and we'll continue on fighting. And he will too as well. UPT, we got a few games left in week 5. Not really anything that's over the norm. So we're going to take a look at week 6 and see what type of games that's going to be on the schedule in week 6. We're going to do a quick run through of them. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. So we're going to do a quick week 6 matchup. Tell me who you like and the final score. Steelers and Bears, week 6, who you got?
I'm going to take the Bears. I mean, the Bears are an impressive team. I like the move with the quarterback. They went to Jacksonville and got them a quarterback. I'm going to take the Bears in this one, 17-10.
I hate to agree with you because he's in my division, but I think the Bears, Richie, is building some with Chicago. Perez doesn't think so, but I think the Bears are building. Everyone can't be a 10-15, 10-12 win guy. But Richie is building this team from being 2-3 wins to 6-7. He's changing the culture. Blake Bortles will make it better. And the Steelers defense is atrocious. It's pathetic. I like the Bears 31-15 in that matchup. Eagles and Redskins. Clemmy was the division winner last year. The Redskins currently 5-0 UPT. Who you like in that matchup?
I like the Redskins to continue the streak in this one, 21-17.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Redskins. I'm a Redskin fan at heart, HTTR. Hail to the Redskins. Hello, somebody. So I'm definitely going to stick with the true team over a division hated foe with the Eagles. Billy is playing good football. I know a lot of people don't want to give him his credit, and he's one of those coaches that's very humble as well, taking one game at a time. But this defense is very good. They're getting it together. Kirk Cousins is playing decent football, mistake-free football. So I like the Redskins in this matchup as well, a low-scoring affair. I'm going to go with 17-9 as they beat the Eagles. Bucks at Patriots. The Young Bucks versus a Pats team that's in disarray as well. Who do you like in that matchup?
Oh, man. I mean, I hate to go with the Bucks, so I won't. I'm going to go with the Patriots in this one. They're going to keep the Bucks shut out. They're going to keep the Bucks with that zero, that big donut. You know what I'm saying? Patriots going to win it. Not by a big margin. It's going to be probably a 10-3 game. That's going to be a good one.
I agree with you on this, and I think this is a battle of field goals. We'll see who's got the better kicker. I like it 12-6 Patriots over this. The Bucks are just young. Jameis Winston is still learning that offense. They need some weapons. They got Evans and Lissandy. I don't know if that's enough right now to win some games. They've blown a couple of games early in the season, but the Pats just have enough because they're at home. Ravens at Lions. We talked about this earlier a little bit in the show. Jay Will and Ill Will, the battle of wills. Who do you have in week six?
I got the Lions in this one, 24-21.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Lions as well. Like I said, Ill Will's defense is very stingy. A lot of people like Hills. Why do you talk so good about Will's defense? If you don't play him, you don't really understand how stingy his defense is, and it's complex.
Right.
The Ravens do not get to see him quite often as me and you do, UPT, so he will struggle a lot in his game. I'm going to go with something I usually don't do on the show. That's a shutout. 17-0,
oh, wow.
Lions over Ravens in week six. Yeah, I'm going bold, selling a lot of stock with this Lions defense.
Wow.
I mean, UPT, shut I know this is a matchup that you and I both really want to see. Week six, Broncos, Chiefs, Austin and Wise, they reunite one more time in Kansas City. Who do you have this time?
This is an upset game for the Broncos. He will not win this game. I'm sorry. I think Coach Wise just has a scheme against the Broncos and that coach, and he's going to continue. I mean, he has his number, so I'll see if the Broncos can get off the snide with this one. If he can, I mean, it's going to be an ugly season. He needs this win, but I think this is a trap game for him. I think the Chiefs come out on top, 31-28.
Wow. I'm honestly, a division game is always tough to judge, UPT, because you look on paper, you'd be like, well, KC dominates most of his division opponents. But at the same time, those division opponents play KT, Hills, and everyone else the toughest because you see them twice a year. And Wise and Austin is wanting to win this game too much because of personal reasons, but also something that you brought up, they need to win this game if they're trying to stay the course in that AFC. I'm going to go with the Broncos because I think that young quarterback will still struggle with Von Miller. I think he will have a big day against them, but it will be a close game. I don't see no blowout. 21-17 Broncos in this matchup. Next matchup, we have Dallas and the Giants. Smooth, Mr. Ray Smooth, and the Giants currently 4-1 will take on a Dallas team that is trying to find their way. Who do you have in this match?
I haven't got a chance to really look at the Cowboys game. I know Smooth, he's my guy. I mean, he's one of my good friends, and I know his game is strong. I mean, he's not going to let a newcomer come in there and push him around in that division. He's holding his division down. I got the Giants in this game, 35-14.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants as well. Smooth is always an offensive guy that makes plays. He's going to make plays in this game. 31-17. I like them as well. Cardinals and Texans, hopefully, prayers will be healthy enough to get this game in. So we're going to still pick it. Ditto and prayers are good friends, very good friends. I don't think that will affect the outcome. Who do you have, though? Cardinals and Texans.
I'm going to go with the AFC team this time. I'm going to take them in an upset over the Cardinals. The Cardinals, I can't see I can't put my finger on it, but I'm just not believing yet. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, we play the close game, still a little bit about that. That might be a part of it. But I'm going to go to Texas 17-13 in this one. It's going to be a low-scoring game.
I'm going to go with the Texans as well. I think the Cardinals, just in case they're not healthy, and if they do, they might not be 100%. The Texans need this game to try to stay far in the AFC South, just to have a little ray of hope. So I will go with them in this matchup as well. It's going to be high scoring if they do play, 44-35. I like the Texans in that matchup. Texans need this win. They're 2-2 currently on season, so they do need to keep pace with the Jags. Where are we? My internal
Jackson,
Jets and Dolphins. Yeah, we're at Jets and Dolphins. Two teams in AFC that are bad right now. Both teams are white, bad, very bad. Who do you have in this matchup, Jets and Dolphins?
I'm gonna take the Dolphins in this one. I think Smith is gonna be a little too tough to still care out this time. At the end of the day, it's gonna be a high scoring game, actually, like 42-45, something like that. Dolphins.
Wow. I definitely will take the Dolphins as well. SoCal is right now don't know what he wants to do with the Jets. And Tovar needs this game. As much as he tried to play this rebuilding season, he's been investing a lot of stock in winning Super Bowls. So if you want to win a Super Bowl, you got to get to the postseason. If you want to get to the postseason, you got to start winning the regular season. You got to take care of home field. I think the Dolphins will. 34-28. Raiders and Chargers, I think this will be ugly quick. Raiders and Chargers, who you have?
Right, I have the Raiders in the blowout. I'm not going to even say what it's going to be. I just got the Raiders in this one.
I agree. I think the Raiders will win as well. Panthers is Saints. UPT, quickly tell us why y'all will give the Panthers their first loss of the season.
I mean, the Saints are coming together, man. I mean, even though we're struggling with a young team, there's just a lot of things that is, you know, molded and less slow than we would like, but it's molded. And we need this game to prove ourselves. So we're going to come out here and we're going to fight these fans and we're going to get this win. We're going to take the win by 14-14 Saints.
Wow. I'm going to go with the Saints as well. UPT is a good friend of mine, but UPT is not a 1-14. Been saying it all season. I played against them. I played against the Saints as well. The team cleans the football up. They can't play with anybody. And it's always something in that gumbo down in New Orleans. So they better not eat none of that food. I like the Saints as well by a touchdown in that game. Now, UPT, we're not going to discuss the Rams and Seahawks. We only got 2 minutes left. These next three matchups are good matchups. I know you're excited. I'm excited. Let's go quickly and debate these games. Jaguars, 49ers, Squid and Wade. Who do you have in that matchup?
Oh, man, I hate to go against my guy. I've been rooting for Squid, but I got to go with the Niners. He's a little tougher on defense to me. I mean, the Niners are playing lights out. They lost the close game today, and they have something to prove in this next game. So they will tip this game 28-21.
I agree. 49ers will win. They have three. They've done had three consecutive home games. This will be the third one. They will not lose back-to-back games at home. Wade will bounce back with a victory 21-12. Falcons, Packers, very good matchup here. Both teams are coming off a loss. Who will go on the two-game losing skid? Falcons at Packers.
This is going to be a good one. The Falcons going to come out on top in a fight. I mean, it's going to go probably to overtime, I'm predicting. But the Falcons will come out on top in this one. I hate that. It's just going to have a little bit too much firepower on offense for the Packers.
I agree. Well, I'm going to go with the Falcons. You know, I'm definitely not going to go with the Packers. They're in my division. And the Falcons and yours, so I understand where you're going. I like the Falcons and Julio Jones in this matchup. Will be a very entertaining game. Can't wait to see when it gets played, 28-24. Last but not least, we've got 20 seconds. Bengals and Browns, they split during the season last year. KT is at home. Who do you have in that matchup?
I got KT in this one, 43-45 Browns.
Okay, and this quickly I'm going to say, I'm going to go with KT as well. KT is chasing that undefeated record. I don't see the Bengals stopping them. It will be a very good game. KT wins it at the end, 25-24, KT fashion. 20 seconds left on the show. I'd like to thank my co-host, UPT. Next week, week six, showdown six in Ewing. I cannot wait to see it. Also, it'll probably be Color Rush week in UE as well. So we're going to be seeing a lot of Color Rush in UE. That's UPT. I'm Heels the Best. Get these games set up, and we'll event tomorrow. It's all about the UE.
Good show, my brother.
Yo.
Good show.
Yeah, that was a good show, brother. Good show. Yeah, that, hey, that Falcons and Panthers is going to be good, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a showdown, man. I hate to see it, bro. I think Falcons have a little bit too much offense for the Packers, but the Packers defense is impressive. I mean, these are two high ego guys. I mean, they caught a guard each other neck. I'm gonna enjoy this game.
Oh yeah, man. I'm sitting back week six. I'm just sitting back, man. I'm relaxing, man. The Falcons. I know you definitely need the Falcons to lose that game. They got the Bills, Buccaneers coming up. You get a little help because I got them too. You know I old bleed one too, so I. You can get them, man. I see your schedule. Yeah, I see your you got Cistu. We don't really know how good he really is. You got Tobar. You got Kerry and Smooth. You got a little tough stretch coming up.
Right. And I know these users pretty good. I know what they like to do. I know when they want to go on, they run, what they do. So I have a plan for everything that's coming. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the 305 guys pretty much the same. So I can always just go by the last guy I played up 305 to play the next one. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to hit you right back.
All right.